Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the Drush Shmini, the 8th Drusha. So last time we spoke about this fantastic idea that the Parshas Drachim said that Moshe Rabbeinu had to not go into Eretz Yisrael in order for the Dor HaMidbar to be saved. And the way he explained that is because Hashem had sworn Im Yivaun El Menuchasi that they would all not make it to the Beis HaMikdash. But he had said that there's this concept that if someone makes a neder that you can't walk into my house, and then it falls down and it's rebuilt, that you can walk into it. So therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed and is rebuilt, they're allowed to go into that. So therefore, if Moshe would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, then as he explained, he would have had the Schos of Eretz Yisrael, then he would have had the ability to daven like the Anshei Knesset Gedolah later did, to be Mevatel Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And if Moshe would have done that, then the Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed, because it ended up being destroyed really because of Avodah Zarah. And so then Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed, and then the people from the Midbar never would have been able to go in. So by Moshe Rabbeinu not going into Eretz Yisrael, it turns out that the Dor HaMidbar gets saved. Because that's the way the Beis HaMikdash eventually gets destroyed, and they can come in when it's rebuilt. So that's what we said last time. So here we have, he starts off with a Medrash. It is in the Sifri in Parshas Vayelech that says that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, he found, Hashem finds Yehoshua, and he says to him, V'chi l'chala, and he's sitting and crying. Yehoshua is sitting and crying. Hashem says to him, V'chi l'chala v'adcha meis. He only died for you, v'ya, v'halo li meis, sh'miyom sh'meis eva l'fanai. He died for me too, Hashem says, kaviyachol, because from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu died, it's eva l'fanai. I'm in mourning. Mourning is in front of me. So, as it says, "Veikra Hashem Tzvakos lebechi lemispeid." So, what does that mean? Why does the death of Moshe have to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash? That pasuk of "Veikra Hashem Tzvakos lebechi lemispeid" is talking about the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. It's okay, like you just explained, it makes perfect sense, because Moshe Rabbeinu dying means the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed because of the sin of Avodah Zarah. Okay. He also brings that this is what Chazal meant. It's another medrash that says, Ebrana, that Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, he should be able to go into Israel. Ebrana v'eretz atov azo. So the medrash says, Amalar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, yesh Ebrana in kan slachna. V'yesh slachna in kan Ebrana. If you go in, there's no slachna. And if there's slachna, you can't go in. So what does that mean? Again, same thing like you just explained, that Hashem can only forgive the people of Midbar, meaning let them in Eretz Yisrael eventually, if Moshe doesn't go in and the Beis HaMikdash is eventually destroyed. Okay. Now with this, he wants to explain a Chazal that we're all more familiar with, which is, in it says, Chazal say, Bechosiv keba laila, Amaraba aliske laila. They were crying balaila because of what happened at night. What does that mean? In Parsha Shlach, it says, Vayitisa kala eda, that's this week's parsha. So it says that they cried on that night. That day was Erev Tisha B'Av. You cried tonight that night will become a night of crying for you forever when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so the Ramban there asks, he doesn't know exactly where Chazal saw this from the pasuk, you know, how they saw that this would be, that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed from that pasuk. Vatisa Seida Beivko Ambalailahu, how they saw that, and it meant this Bechia, the Doros, with the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. And he said, perhaps it's because it says, La later on, Metapchem Avsher Martim Lavaz Yiyeh, that it means that your children that you, are going to be Lavaz, they will be, meaning the children that will go into Israel, they are going to be Lavaz, yeah, they will be destroyed. When? That's whenever the time comes that Hashem decides that the Jews will be kicked out and the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. And that's what the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk over there, if you look, I think it's Lamed Gimel, whatever it is, wherever it says that, and in Parsha Shlach, the next line it says, and they will see Eretz Yisrael, and Ramban says, perhaps that's what it means, that your children will eventually be destroyed, like you said they would, and they'll only see Israel, meaning they won't completely be Yorishit, because they'll eventually be kicked out because of you people. So the Parashat Jochem is very unhappy with that Ramban, because he said, like, what do you mean? Because the Dor HaMidbar, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's it's Hashem is Bakeda Avonavos Albanim Albinev Anim Al Shilishim Yeri Beim. It only goes four generations, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed way after four generations. So he doesn't understand if the Ramban thinks that it came from that because the Jews sinned at the Meraglim, that's why the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. Eventually, he doesn't know how that could be. Rather, he wants to say his pshat again, that it's because of what the Dor HaMidbar did that the Beis HaMikdash would eventually need to be destroyed in order to save them. In other words, because you cried tonight, and now you'll have to die in the Midbar, because of that, the Beis HaMikdash is going to have to be destroyed, Bechiel Adoros, or else you won't be able to come in. Okay, that's his creative shot. Again, one more Medrash, he explains also on the words Ebrana, that it says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Shtei Shavuos Nishbati. Hashem says, this is in the Tanchuma at the end of Vayeschanan. It says, Hashem says, I swore two Shavuos. Nishbati La'abed Israel, I said I would wipe out the Jews, Nishbati Shlotav Rasayardin, and I said, I won't let you go into Israel. Levatal Shtei Niyafshar, I can't be Mavata both of them, you pick one. And Moshe said, let them go in. You know, let me die out here, let the Jews not be destroyed. But again, what in the world does one have to do with the other? The Jews being destroyed in the Midbar versus Moshe going into Eretz Yisrael. Why are they connected to each other? And again, it's the same answer. Like you said before, this is all Lashitaso. All can be explained this way, that if Moshe went into Israel, then the people in the Midbar would never make it, because Hashem swore that they wouldn't get in, and the only way it can happen is if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, which requires Moshe to not go in. So in order for the Jewish people to not be wiped out, it has to be that Moshe doesn't go in. Okay, that's the end of those midrashim. Okay, now he wants to explain some psukim in Az Yashir. It says, this is when you're bringing the Jews into Israel. The nations will be afraid. Fear grips the people of Palashas, which is Plishti lands. Az nivalu alafei Edom. Then Edom gets afraid. Ele Moab yochzim erad. Moab gets afraid. And then tviyim v'sitayim b'ha'an achalascha m'chol n'shivtcha b'al t'ashem mikdashem k'ni yudecha and the rest. So he says there's a lot of questions here. First is, I'm going not in the order he goes, but the questions in just reading those psukim that he mentions are, why do we have chilach? I mean, when you just translate it, doesn't sound right. Chilach as Yoshe Plashas, the people from Plashas were afraid. Uz nivalu alafei Edom. What in the world does Uz mean? When Plashas was afraid, then Edom and Moab were afraid. What does one have to do with the other? Why is the Plishti people being afraid make it that the Edom and Moab people are afraid? What does one have to do with the other? That's number one. Number two is Chazal make a drasha that it says Tiviyemo v'sitayemo b'har nachaloscha. Tiviyemo v'sitayemo are singular. Chazal say here was Moshe had a nevuah that he was not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Pasha Shachem says, why in the world would Hashem want this nevuah to come out now? Was it to be Mitzair Moshe, which he says is what happened was with Avram and Chizkia, when they were told, like Avram was told, Yadoa Teidaki Ger Yezracha, that was to, they need not, it was to be Mitzair them, as he explains from the Maharashi Yafa. But here, did Moshe do, in other words, when they sinned, that's when they got informed of this. It was to be Mitzair them because of their Avera. But here, Moshe didn't do anything wrong, and there's nothing wrong over here. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu get this Nebu all of a sudden that he's not going to make it into Israel? And if you're going to say, no, he didn't understand what he was saying, it's like Niba v'lo yada maniba, that kind of thing. Where he was talking, he didn't realize that what he was saying indicated something. It indicated that he would not make it into Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't cop that. Okay, but again, what was the point? Why here does this Nebu have to come out? Okay, so he wants to explain it, this all with the following idea. He says that there's a Medrash that asks, the Mechilta asks, why were Edom and Moab afraid? We all know that the Jews were not going to come against Edom and Moab, Ammon and Moab. Here we're talking about Edom and Moab, because Hashem told us we're not allowed to go. We were going to Eretz Yisrael to wipe out the seven nations, not Edom and Moab. And we're not allowed to attack Edom and Moab. So why were and the mamo of afraid. So the Medrash answers, they were all afraid and nervous that something good would happen to the Jews. They hated the Jews so much they didn't want to hear anything good happening to them. So he brings the Mizrahi who asks on this that he doesn't understand the Medrash's question. That, they shouldn't have been afraid because the Jews were not supposed to attack Edom and Moab. So the Reim asks, what do you mean? They didn't know that yet. The Jews weren't told that till the very, very end, towards the end of the 40 years. That's when Hashem tells them, I'll Tatzar es Moab and that whole thing. That wasn't now. Nobody knew that now. So why shouldn't they have been afraid now? Why would they assume that they're off the hook? They didn't know they would be off the hook. So the Mizrahi asks that question, and the Mizrahi gives an answer. He does not like his answer. The Mizrahi says that they must have known right away. He doesn't like that answer for a few reasons. But what he says is, it must be, it's the psukim are, Nehal Tav Yoscha El Neve Kachecha, that it's when the Jews were about to go El Neve Kachecha, that's when the Plishtim got scared, because at the end, Moab and Edom, specifically, got scared, because at that point, the Azhara was given when they were about to go into Israel. That's why they were, in other words, towards the end, is when the Azhara was given, and that's why Moab and Edom were afraid. They were afraid then, and they shouldn't have been afraid, because the Azhara had already been given. And it must have been, because they just weren't happy that anything nice should happen to the Jews. But really, the Azhara to not attack Moab was given much later, closer to when they were getting to Eretz Yisrael. And so at that point, that's when they were afraid. It must have been because they were just upset about Jews having something happening to them. Which leads us to something else, which is his pshat and his psukim. So first, you have to know that Plushus is the Plishtim, or Plishti lands, that's the Plishtim. And there's this pasuk about the Kaftorim, that they were allowed to attack, like you said before, the Jews were allowed to attack any land that the nation had been kicked out of, meaning if Edom had been kicked out of a certain land, then the Jews could attack the land. So the Jews were not allowed to attack the Plishtim because of that deal with Avimelech, Avram made with Avimelech. But when the Kaftorim kicked out the Avim, so then the Jews were allowed to attack that land, because once the Plishtim were kicked out, once the nation that they're not allowed to attack gets kicked out, then the Jews are allowed to attack the land. And that had happened already. And the same thing, like we said before, with the past times at Sichon, fought with Melech Moav, so the Jews weren't allowed to attack Moav, but they were allowed to attack Sichon, and once Sichon kicked out Moav, then they were allowed to attack Sichon, even though they're taking Moab land. Okay, so that's how he explains the psukim. It says that when they were going to bring the Jews into Eretz Israel, so the people of Pelashas were afraid. So the pasuk is telling you, why should the Pelashas be afraid? The reason they're afraid is because they know what's happened already, this kind of stuff, that when if another nation kicks them out, then the Jews can attack. So they're not safe, or their land is not safe. Meaning to say, it's not like they're, because Hashem said, don't attack Moab, that they can rest securely. Because if Hashem wants to kick them out, Hashem will make some other nation attack them, and then the Jews can attack that, so they're not safe. Just because the Jews are not allowed to attack them doesn't make them safe. If Hashem wants them to have that land, he'll have someone else attack them, and then the Jews can attack that nation, and then they'll get it. So that's what it's saying, that it was the Plushes were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because they knew this had happened before, that the Kaftorim kicked out the Avim, which are the Plishtim, and now the Jews can attack. So Plushes was afraid, the Plishtim were afraid, because they were insecure. And when Moab and Edom saw that the Plishtim were afraid, that's why, if they saw they're afraid, then Aznu v'lo elafei Edom, and that's the Oz. When they saw that the Plishtim were afraid and they shouldn't have been afraid, they realized, oh, there's some reason to be afraid here, because Hashem could kick us out a different way. Then when they saw the Plishtim were afraid, that's why then they became afraid as well. And then the Pasuk continues, Ozni Mogu Kal Yoshev Kanan. So certainly the actual people of Canaan were they were melting because they knew the Jews were definitely coming for them. We're going to have to stop here, and next time we'll continue about that thing we asked about Moshe saying to be Emo, that he was going to make into Eretz Yisrael, how that connects to all this. All right, next time.